Well, let's go now across the border to Queensland, where emergency authorities are also monitoring several fires this lunchtime. Firefighting conditions there have also improved, but the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service has confirmed that the intense fire in the Lockyer Valley has destroyed at least one home in the community of Laidley. Our reporter George Roberts was in Laidley this morning. George, give us a sense of how quickly this fire took hold.
Well, Eleanor, it really took authorities by surprise. They had most of their fire crews off fighting other fires, like the fire at Thornton. When this started as a grass fire, it tore across a paddock and very quickly engulfed the one house that it's completely destroyed. And to give you an example of the intensity and the heat involved in that fire, there's a mangled metal dinghy out the front, which is almost completely melted, as well as a ute that's buckled and melted. The metal has twisted from the heat, and of course, you know, the house is pretty much mostly destroyed. There's certainly nothing worth living in there now. Incredibly, it's gone around the other houses, and the authorities managed. Once they started getting multiple helicopters in, they were just firebombing one after another. At one point, they were sort of queuing up, hovering over a small reservoir to fill up and then go and water bomb the fire. They did manage to get it under control and contained and then extinguished overnight. But it was how quickly this fire whipped up and the very dry conditions that are here that shows the ever-present danger through this fire season that this region is facing.
And you were saying that the authorities were actually focusing on other fires. How many fires are still burning in the state?
Well, at last count, authorities said that there were about 25 fires that authorities are monitoring across the state. To give you an example, here in the Lockyer Valley, last night, they had 100 fire trucks. So that's 100 fire crews on the ground fighting fires. Here alone at Laidley in the sky, there were three or four helicopters, some with snorkels, some with buckets. And then there were also light planes like crop dusters and things picking up water and trying to dump that on the fire. So their strategy is when a fire whips up, they try to jump on it straight away. Here at Laidley, they couldn't get onto it quick enough, and that's why one home was lost, but incredibly so many more were saved.
And there are cooler conditions today. What are the firefighters saying about the sort of progress that they're hoping to make with these fires?
Well, look, they are grateful that those conditions are better. It certainly is a lot cooler today. We don't have those gusting winds that we had yesterday. There's barely a breeze, which is really good news because that is one of the things that makes it so hard to fight the fires, even in cooler conditions. So while there's a bit of reprieve now, they're hoping they can get on top of all the fires that are causing the biggest problems. But, of course, they're saying they're in it for the long haul. They expect this fire season to be long, to be grueling, and they don't say that they can breathe easy yet.
That's George Roberts in Queensland's Lockyer Valley.